Yeah, this one, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a common issue. Mm-hmm. Young people in the faith, they deal with it a lot. Older people in the faith, they still deal with it. Why? Because we worry, because we think God is maybe just taking too much time. You know, it's not our timeline. And when we think that God is answering, well, he's not answering the way we want him to or fast enough or whatever. Sometimes we feel nothing's happening, so we take it upon ourselves. Well, I got to do something.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of pry open this door. And, you know, Hebrews 11 talked about examples of people like Abraham who never saw the promise that God gave him about being a nation. He had to go without knowing where he was going. He had to believe that this promise that God gave him of being a great nation was going to happen, even though he died without seeing any of it happen. When he died, I mean, like, all he saw was his son and maybe grandson. That was it.
Good luck.
You know, there's a nation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough. And, but yet it was credited to him as righteousness. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it was. His faith was credited to him as righteousness. And Jesus, I mean, like, when he appeared to the disciples on the water, walking, you know, Peter, he decided to go out walking on water. And Matthew 6 verses 26 through 32 talks about this and that kind of thing as well, about worry. But this whole thing is that we worry about things, and when we take our eyes off Jesus, just like Peter, how he dipped in the water when he tried to walk out, as soon as he started to take his eyes off, that's when he fell in the water and Jesus grabbed out and he's like, why did you doubt? And then that passage, Matthew 6, verses 26 through 32, you know, talks about the birds of the air and, you know, how they don't have to worry, and how the flowers, they're not as decorated, or they're more decorated than Solomon ever was. And yet, you know, it's here today and gone tomorrow. And so how much more is God going to take care of us?
Yeah.
And so the key to conquering worry is giving it over to Jesus. And I know that sounds simple, and to some, that may sound a little even not condescending.
Like a cop-out almost.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, just trust in Jesus. Yeah,
yeah.
But really, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 talks about that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Mm.
And that is a key passage right there, to make sure that we're trusting so that no matter what happens in life, you know, we can still have that hope.